Giovanni Zan speaking.
Hi, Anne. This is Gabe at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. It looks like you had contacted us, geez, a while back there, maybe a couple years back in 2014. But just wanted to kind of follow up with you there. Are you looking at any equipment here coming up in the new year? Any capital needs for the business there?
What is your interest rate?
For equipment or for capital?
Well, either.
So equipment, it's going to start around 3.5%. And then for the unsecured working capital, it starts at about 10 cents on the dollar of fixed cost and then moves north from there depending on different characteristics of your business, like sales and credit.
So if it's for like solid actual equipment, that would be the collateral for it at 3.5%?
Yeah, that's where it would start at, yeah. And then it's going to be cheaper because it is, like you just mentioned, secured with the actual equipment. Were you looking at, you guys aren't too far from us there.
I have an empty store next to me, but I've pretty much decided not to expand into it. We're already too big.
Okay. Oh, so you're maybe considering some chairs and some that type of thing?
Salon chairs, salon stations. Yeah, we just did all that stuff in 2012, so we don't need it for a while yet.
That's cool. Yeah, you guys are close. My mom's actually grew up in El Cajon.
She went to
Granite Hills High School.
Oh. Well, we've been here for 40 years, so.
Oh, wow. Maybe she went there.
Mom may already come here.
Yeah, I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we're Giovanni, so I don't know if she, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I've kind of decided not to do it because we're already about 4,500 square feet. It's kind of big for a salon, you know.
That's actually huge for a salon.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like a hands-on owner, so I'm here way too many hours for my age.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to take it easy, but.
Yeah, how many employees do you have there?
Well, we have about 50 people that work here, but you know, we only have about 3 of them that are actual employees. The rest of them, they rent their booths. You know, the ones that perform the services for the most part are booth renters. So.
Okay, so they pay you like on a monthly basis just for the station to set up there?
Yeah, monthly. Some of them pay weekly. It just depends on how good they are with money.
Do you get like a royalty or like a percentage of their sales, or is it just strictly a flat?
No, it's a flat fee.
Okay.
And
yeah,
actually, you're not even allowed to do it as a percentage.
Oh. Yeah, that's what my mind was thinking about. Oh, I wonder if she gets a little piece of the... The revenue.
Well, what happens is there's been some test cases. You know, like the government would like to make them all employees because you would deduct, taxes and everything. Whereas when they're on their own on that, then they could cheat. So the government really would like everybody that can be to be on payroll. So it's harder to cheat. So, but the booth rental system is so huge in this business, especially in this area. It's, you know, like about 95% booth rental. So, and I can't really compete unless I have that. So that's what we basically are. So, but there's always been that, like that fine line between which a person is. Are they independent or are they an employee?
Right.
And one of the ways they determine it is like by the percentage. If you charge someone a percentage, then they can't lose any money. If they don't bring in, if they bring in zero, you get zero. If they bring in $100, you know, you get the 20% or whatever the percentage is. And so they have no risk, so they're not independent. That's one of the criteria that's used to consider them to be independent. So anything that I do with them, it has to be a flat fee, not a percentage of what they do.
That's actually really interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that.
In theory, it should be like they could lose money. Like my business, I could lose money.
Right. I think it's fair that way. I think that's how it should be.
Yeah, I mean, someone's thought it all out, and it's been that way for a really long time. So when you say, do I charge them a percentage, I think the way that people get away with that is, you're actually giving me an idea right now.
Uh-oh.
Some store rentals, you know, they have the rent, and then they charge you a percentage of your receipts, you know?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, a place could do that. And, I mean, I think one of my competitors actually does that because I heard them talk about if they have a new stylist that comes in, they get certain percentage of all their business in the beginning part. So yeah, I mean, you could do it. You could probably, I mean, you could argue the point. Well, hey, you know, landlords do it. Why not?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
you still have to charge first, and then add the percentage onto that.
Yeah, it's definitely you know, it's a two-way street, but you know, when you do consider like customer acquisition price, and I'm sure you guys have walk-ins that just, you know.
No, I actually had this has never happened in 40 years. One time this happened. I had a disgruntled employee, I think. I'm not even sure who called, but someone called the EDD on me. I had a girl that embezzled $11,000 from me.
Jeez.
And, you know, and she, you know, I kind of made it, I didn't really realize exactly what she had done, but she quit. So then I realized after she was gone, because I was like working on the same stuff that she had been working on, she was calling in the payroll and giving herself raises. That's how she did it. So I noticed it, and I'm like, oh, my God. And then I added it up, and it was
$11,000. That's a lot of money.
So, and then she wanted to come back. She wanted
what?
To come back. I know.
That's
well,
insane.
She didn't consider it stealing. She considered it giving herself a raise that she thought she deserved. But it was out-and-out stealing. So
that is insane logic for an employee to have, the
well,
giving themselves a raise.
I don't know what was, well, I had her call in the payroll, and she wanted to be the manager, and I said, sure, fine, she's a hard worker, and she'd worked for me a long time, and I knew her really well, and I said, oh, yeah, no problem, you can be the manager, that'll be good on your resume, you know, in the next everything you do, and I thought of her like a daughter, so I wanted her to go on to do something even more than here at some point, you know, I would be sorry to see her go, but, you know, it's the same time, you know, I was supportive of whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Well, she wanted to be called the manager. I said, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, it was because legally I couldn't really go after her if she was the manager for giving someone a raise, right?
Wow, that is... That's a real twisted criminal there. Like,
yeah.
That is some...
She wanted to come back, and I wouldn't take her back because I realized, you know, what she had done. And, you know, it hurt me because I still cared about her, but I wouldn't take her back, and she was very
upset. Yeah, you shouldn't.
So, I know I shouldn't. But shortly after that, we had a visit from the EDD. Okay, they came in. They've never come in here all these years. They came in here and checked everybody's licenses, and that's the Employment Development Department for the state. That's the state of California. And all the girls that are independent contractors are supposed to have a business license. Well, I check them every April. Like, because taxes reminds me to check them, tax time.
Right.
So I check them all to make sure everybody has their business license all up to date. So you know, if there's always a few that don't have them, you know, so I always say, you got to get your license, go down and get it.
Right.
So, because if they don't have a business license in the city of El Cajon, it's one thing that says they're not independent. You see what I mean?
Yeah, right.
If they don't have that, they are required to have that. So this EDD lady came in. She found 9 people who had not renewed their business licenses because some other salon owner told them that they didn't really need it, that I was just making them do it, but they didn't really need it. So 9 of the girls didn't do it. They didn't renew. It's $40 for the whole year here in Oklahoma.
Wow, that's
nothing.
Pretty lazy of them. Yeah.
Anyway, I had to go to court. They fined me $9,000.
Jeez, that's a lot.
So I had to go to court and fight it, and I have always heard in the past that you cannot beat the state. If the state's coming after you for something, just roll over and play dead.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
So, but the federal government, you know, you can make a case, and, you know, they might let you off or let you pay, you know, a portion or whatever. But anyway, I was trying to figure out, where am I going to get $9,000? So, anyway, my ex-husband's wife is in accounting and business and stuff. And she went and represented me in court, and she had all the girls show their business cards, phone numbers, their appointment books, you know, and make it write out a statement saying how they're independent. They just forgot to renew their business licenses and so on. But they accepted it. The state.
Oh, wow. This is your ex-husband's wife?
Ex-husband's wife, yeah.
You and Louise must have a good relationship.
I know, we do. They got a kick out of the fact that we were both the same last name, and they said, "What's the relationship?" And when she told them, they were What?
Yeah, it is. That is interesting. That's awesome, though. I mean, that's.
If I hadn't had this really clever person to help me with that, I just because those girls did not have business licenses, I could have been fined $9,000.
Yeah, that's not a joke. That's a lot of money.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
A lot of money. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the whole independent contractor employee deal. That was $1,000 a person because, and I told Lynn, this girl, the ex-husband's wife, I told her, I said, you know, I heard you can't beat the state. Maybe I should just try to get the money and just pay it off. And she goes, you can't pay it. She goes, you can't do that. If you do that, you're admitting guilt, and that opens a whole can of worms. And then they'll come after you for their employer's contribution to Social Security.
Jeez. Oh, God. That'd be a nightmare.
So I had to fight it. She says, you have to fight it. You have to win this. And we did. We won. It was zero assessment is what they said.
That's awesome.
Because cool. We were able to prove that the girls' day-to-day business was totally being run by them, and that I was not telling them what to do or supplying them with clients or anything. So there are some people that I supply, help get clients and do, you know, I'm more
involved.
Yeah,
right.
But these were not girls that I did that with in any way, so it worked out good.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, could I shoot you over an email just to keep us in mind down the road if anything comes up, you know, could reach out to us here?
You know, I have an email, but I never use it.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just follow up.
Down somewhere here, but I'm not.
No, I can always just follow up with you periodically.
I like that interest rate, so, but I have some of your stuff. I saved your stuff that came in the mail.
Okay.
What is your name?
My name is Gabe, G-A-B-E.
G-A-B-E, Gabe.
Yeah.
Cardiff. I your voice seems familiar. I think I might have talked to you before.
Maybe. I'm not quite sure. It's actually, I don't think it's in our system here. You might, actually, you know what? Maybe we did, briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe back in January, I might have spoken to you.
Don't think of these things, the interest rate isn't, I mean, I never heard that low of an interest rate. I have good credit, so what do you
and,
do? Of an interest rate.
Yeah, so, and just keep in mind, you know, not everyone, you know, by no means can I promise you that pricing, but not everyone's going to qualify for that, but that's kind of like the starting point there. So, what's your credit?
What I did was, I don't know what the score is, but I know it's, I don't have any bad marks, but what I did is in 2012, I took on another store, and, you know, at that time, I mean, it was a $100,000 project, and I was only able to get $10,000 from the bank.
Jeez.
So I ended up, you know, putting some of it on credit cards, and some of it I used like a furniture, you know, like a company like yours for the furniture. You know, like I had to add, you know, add furniture and have stuff built.
Right.
You know, we did all the chairs and the mats and everything at the same time. That was in 2012. And that was about a $35,000 deal, and but that's all paid off now. And the only thing was, you know, I'm still working on the cards, but we keep putting stuff on them too.
So,
I could get if I did a capital thing, but that wouldn't be at the 3-something, right?
Yeah, the capital is going to be pricier because it is unsecured. Yeah. Capital's
yeah,
not
because
be
that
big.
Would, but it wouldn't. If it's higher, it would. You know, my credit card interests are pretty good too. So
yeah, and it's a trade-off because you know, with our working capital loans, they're not cheap. But you know, I deal with people like yourself that have their personal credit. You can still have a good score, but just have a very small amount of revolving availability. So what it does is, you know, our loans are strictly business loans. So basically, the loan goes under the business. You can use that. Capital, you know, it's unsecured, so you can use that to clean up your credit.
That would be important to me, too, because I live in, like, a 100-year-old house that I have all kinds of ideas of things I would like to do to it. But it's hard to, you know, with just being a single person, it's really hard to, you know, get to the point where I can redo I have a pretty good loan, but, you know, the interest rates are so low, at least for now. I could actually save some money by redoing it right now.
Yeah, it's unsecured. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's personally guaranteed from the business, so.
Right. Yeah, you got obligations there.
Well, anyway, I have your name, and I know I have your number already in the file. So, I'll think about all this and maybe give you a call back. Okay?
Yeah. If you reach out, just ask for me, and I'm sure someone will transfer you over to me. All right.
Thanks a lot, Gabe.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great day. Nice speaking with you.
Bye.
All right, take care.